This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, a new vaccine for shingles. Zostavax has had good results over the last 10 years, but Dr. Colton Redding, a family medicine physician with Methodist Health System, tells me the new FDA-approved vaccine appears to be a step forward.
First, what are or what is shingles, and is it as bad as the TV commercial makes it sound?
Yeah, so certainly commercials obviously are inflatious to some degree for a reason, but shingles is a painful viral rash, essentially, at its simplest explanation. It lays dormant in your system after you've had the chickenpox virus, and as we age, our immunity wanes, and it allows for that virus then to come back out, but instead in a form of a painful rash called shingles.
Painful is because of the rash or what it does to what the nerve system?
Correct. The rash in and of itself is what we call a vesicular rash, meaning it kind of is blisters essentially, and then it becomes scabbed over. So it has some pain just simply because of that. But more specifically, the level of and severity of pain is because of that virus attacking the nervous system, as you suggested.
Now, the FDA's approving a new virus for shingles called Shingrix.
Correct.
As I understand it.
Correct.
So how much of an improvement is it over Zostavax?
Zostavax has been around since 2006 and is a one-dose live vaccine series that was indicated for adults 60 years and older. Studies have shown that there's about a 51% reduction in the occurrence of shingles with that administration of that vaccine, and then a 67% decrease in the pain. So it's a pretty good vaccine. But what we have seen now is that, again, that introduction of a new vaccination called Shingrix, and because it has been shown to be more efficacious and also to have a longer lasting effect, that immune boost that you get doesn't wane quite as much over time like it does with the Zostavax. So because of the increased efficacious nature of it and its longer immunity, they actually voted to recommend it as actually the first line recommendation for a booster. People that have previously actually received the Zostavax vaccination should, in addition, receive the Shingrix vaccination. And so it's a pretty strong evidence to suggest that it is more effective overall.
Does Shingrix replace Zostavax, or are they two both on the table for possible use?
Well, based on the current recommendations from the advisory committee, it almost seems as if it should replace to some degree, but I don't want to say that in completion. The director of the CDC still has to give his official approval and recommendations, and based on kind of the recommendations, it would almost imply that, yes, it should to some degree supplant the previous Zostavax, but there may be still a role for that as well in the future too.
I understand, though, there is the possibility of some adverse reactions, though, from Shingrix.
Currently, right now, would be basically site reactions, so potential for like a redness, inflammation, discomfort at the site of the injection. Fever as well would be kind of the most common things that you would see. So nothing debilitating that we know of, nothing that would really have any long-lasting effects.
It's also up in the air as to whether insurance will cover this.
Yeah, and that's always a difficult thing. You know, obviously, the largest patient population that'll be receiving this, being that it's for 60 and older for the most part, and it actually was approved for 50 and above, but Medicare patients. And so obviously we have to hear from Medicare and what the coverage is going to be on their end and how it's going to be covered. It is also a two-dose vaccination series with the recommended time in between
being expensive.
Yeah, well, it is to some degree, yes. It's not markedly
neither
so.
Neither one is cheap.
Exactly. Yeah. One, the Zostavax is around 220, I think, and then the Shingrix is closer to 280. And so there is going to be also additionally that figuring out from the insurance companies what the coverage will be and what the then timing interval for administration will be based on that coverage and what they're going to pay for, because really the recommendations at this time are a time period of 2 to 6 months between the two vaccine series for Shingrix, but it might be that we can't administer it for 1 year in between at an interval of 1 year because of the coverage, but that again remains to be seen. So.
In the meantime, what can a person do, if anything, to prevent shingles?
Really, the only thing you can do to prevent shingles would be to get one of the two vaccinations that are available and make sure that you're just being health-minded in your lifestyle to make sure that your immunity is as well supported as it can be.
Dr. Colton Redding, thank you for being here.
And thank you for having me here.